Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dermot Gavin and Paul Smith are here to talk about their brand new book called Gardening Together. Hi, boys.
Hi.
What
Hi.
Did he call us? Two Little?
Little Naz. It's a song.
Little Naz.
Yeah. You're kind of like the Dermot and Dave of the gardening world. Like inseparable pals.
Yeah, well, also very separable.
Yes, but when you're together, that's when the magic, that's the alchemy.
How do you know? How do you know who Little Naz is?
Because I have a radio, unlike you.
He's from Carlo.
He's from Carlo.
He's from Carlo.
Little Naz X is not from Carlo, just to clarify.
That's not why Paul knows him. Kilmechanic in Wicklow. It's just constant classical music. That's all you listen to down there.
Well, he's Richie Kavanagh.
Do you get annoyed when people call it Kilmechanog, which I did for years?
No, what annoys me is the residents have got together and they've spelt it in Irish on a big sign into the town.
Oh, that's annoyed you?
Yeah, because it's already complicated.
Yes.
In terms of, like, my name, is it Dermot or is it Germit? But now I don't know where I live.
Well, you know, they did that in Lahinch in County Clare. They just, somebody decided that Lahinch was no longer Lahinch. It was now Leh. And if you drive around, you'll see loads of signs where someone has got a marker and tried to change it back to an A. So people feel very particular about these things.
And on Dangan, for Dingle.
Yes.
Remember that? And that was, there was uproar down there. Carlo is Protestant, so they don't tend to mess around.
No. Mjonnevjog and Bagnallstown, that really gets people.
What's this?
Bagnallstown's official name is Mjonnevjog. It's not actually got an English name at all.
Oh.
It confuses everyone on the train because they never get off to Kilkenny because they don't know to get off there.
Mjonnevjog.
Mjonnevjog is Bagnallstown.
Mjonnevjog, Bjogelstown, Bagnallstown. Okay, right.
There you go.
I thought we were talking gardening rather than place names, but hey, let's get stuck in.
Tell us about the book. It goes month by month, and I like it because, it looks fairly idiot-proof. I don't have to be an expert to really enjoy this book.
It's written for you.
Specifically. It's an audience of one.
It goes month by month. It's based on what we did on Instagram during lockdown. We pressed the button. We went live every night. Community formed. And they wanted to know how to garden. So many people new to gardening that had never, maybe had a garden, but never noticed it before. Mm. So this is an easy but slightly irreverent guide on what to do.
It starts off, the opening line of the book is, and cover your little ears for a second, it just goes, because it goes month by month, it goes January. January is a shit show. It's literally the first words of the book. So
it's so true. Like, unless you're a car salesman or own a gym, who actually likes January? January is a month that doesn't want to be, but it has to be after Christmas. So
are there things you can do in January garden-wise, though, that are helpful?
No.
Not really.
We recommend going to Florida, getting an Airbnb, and sitting in bed eating fries.
Right. That sounds like heaven.
So we booked up January, but there's lots of good stuff in May.
We're in May now. I know we're going into June, obviously. And aren't they the two kind of super explosion growth months?
Yeah.
It's an unreal, unbelievable at the moment. It's just so exciting out there because in this country, everything wants to grow. We get the bit of rain, we get the bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
That's what plants want. Long days at the moment. It starts getting bright, I suppose about 4:30 a.m. So it's really quite extraordinary. And
I went to the bathroom this morning at about 4:30 and I opened the blind. No, I just drank a load of water. I was at the gym or something. But I opened the blind and there was a massive seagull just looking in the window at me. So he was up and about.
Yeah, they tend to be.
But it is the most extraordinary place to garden, and it's exhilarating being a gardener at this time of year.
Okay, well, it's 23rd of May.
Yeah.
We're almost at the end. So what are we doing right now? If somebody's just looking at their garden going, what do I do today, lads?
Well, in the book, we basically say you don't have to do very much to have a great garden. That's sort of the point you're making. We talk about weeding. So weeding is in the month of May, and we talk about our approach to that, which is so different to what some people might think about weeding.
Okay.
We consider a weed, after it's over 6 foot tall, taller than us, then we might take it away.
Until
then, we're not worried.
I love this weed.
Well, yeah, it's your name is on the book too, so.
Yeah, but you like a garden growing wild, within reason.
Yeah, well, I think it's really important because gardens have evolved to being these very controlled spaces, hyacinth bucket type thing. Mm. You know, everything must be pretty, your roses must be perfect, you're not allowed any aphids, any slugs or anything like that. That isn't life. And in doing that and in propagating those ideas about gardens, it means people are stressed if the lawn isn't cut, if the hedges aren't trimmed, if there's moss in the lawn, if there's daisies, if there's dandelions. None of these things matter. And it's much better for the environment if you don't use the chemicals, if you don't use the artificial fertilizers, all those sort of things, if you don't look for the best all the time. Chelsea Flower Show starts pretty much today over in the UK. And that is gardening on steroids. And it gives the wrong impression. So relax, grow one plant and grow it well, or just enjoy it. Plant an apple tree, something like that, and don't worry about what the neighbours are doing. There's a lot of snobbery in gardening, isn't there? Especially in Carlow, among the
famously, Dermot, you take umbrage at the fact that I have got artificial grass in my garden. And I still have lots of plants around,
which lots of trees.
Which
he still cuts with a mower. It's very strange.
Well, hang on. I wanted to ask you this.
It's a Fisher-Price mower he pushes around it.
My mother recently got an auto mower. So it's a robot guy, and he drives around. Joey's in it. What do you think of them? Are you happy with them?
They're great. I'm very happy with them because, first of all, we shouldn't have so many lawns. We shouldn't have any artificial lawns. But those automatic mowers, they're going all the time. They're solar, battery operated.
Yeah.
But they'll also mulch. So they cut the grass and they make it into pretty much fertilizer.
This is what I learned.
The plant.
Yeah.
And they do provide some seed. You saw a photograph of an artificial lawn and you saw a letter that he'd written into the council.
Yeah. So someone had an artificial lawn somewhere and it was covered in cherry blossom. It was about a month or two ago.
Right.
And they had wrote a letter to the council.
It's the road asking, bitch. Do you think he wrote the book?
What?
With language like that. They had wrote a letter. this was my only job.
Who wrote it?
This was my only job. On the
it was grammatically correcting Paul. Okay.
Paul, don't mind
so
him.
They wrote a letter.
They did something. They sent a letter in. Yeah. Let's put it that way. And the letter was all about this cherry blossom which had fallen onto the artificial lawn. And this person was complaining that they had to go out twice a day and hoover the lawn.
Yes. Well, I have a robotic vacuum cleaner, and I put him down on our artificial lawn, and he goes
you
up and down.
Put the robot?
Yeah, of course you do.
Sure. What if the dog leaves something on it? And
no,
it
I obviously make sure everything is clean before I send Trevor out to do his job. I make sure everything else has been taken care of.
Are you putting on a festival?
Trevor from Carlow.
Trevor is from Germany, actually. Oh, okay. And he only speaks to me in German, and he says things like, Aufladen hat begonnen. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, Trevor. Just do your business.
How do you know we're putting on a festival?
Because we know things. What's our job?
Well, no, I think, how does Dermot know?
Yeah. I got an email from you.
It's a weird email.
Very little information in it.
I wrote this email to Dermot Bannon to ask him to come and speak at our festival.
Wow.
I told him he was a national treasure. I told him I'd put him and his family up in a 5-star hotel. I haven't had an answer, by the way. They could stay for as long as they like, blah, blah, blah. Tell him why important it would be. And then I thought, Jesus, I know another Dermot. So I just cut and paste some of it.
Some of
he
it.
Did.
He took out the 5-star hotel.
Bit. And the National Treasure.
And the National Treasure.
I got this glowing email. There were still lots of compliments in there. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then at the end, you just one line saying, by the way, I wrote this exact same email to Dermot Bannon, but just changed a few words. They're like, oh, okay.
So when is this festival happening?
We got the dates wrong the last time. I think it's 17th, 18th of May, something like
so
September.
So
yeah. Paul, yeah, you're getting the dates wrong for sure, because that was a few weeks ago.
To me that he has this friend. There's an amazing gardener in England, Paul. Oh no, I'm his best friend for years and years and years. And last year's festival, this best friend, this big name horticulturist said, Paul wrote and said, you come and do our festival. And I said, no, I can't do it, but I'll do it next year for free. Won't cost you anything, whatever. Paul writes to him this week, talk to my agent.
Talk to my agent.
Talk about it.
So horticulturists have agents.
Oh yeah, we all have agents. Actually, I don't. I don't anymore.
Oh,
I'm not with our agent. You're not with our agent.
I'm not with your agent.
Are you
no.
with our agent?
No. It seems Dermot's the only one with an agent here, apparently.
But yeah, when you sent me the email, you used the classic thing of sure, you know, bring your wife, yeah. which is always code for we've no budget. we'll put you in a guest house with your missus and you have a great time. And you're having such a great time, you'll forget we're not paying you.
And you're going to a guest house and Dermot Bannon's got a 5-star retreat.
Oh, yeah. So, I'll be out in the outhouse. Anyway, look, the book.
So, like, everything's the book about the book, lads.
Is gardening together.
Where'd you get the hoodies, lads? Because on the front cover, you've both
I'm wearing my Dunstores hoodie. That's the colour, but they took the Dunstores logo out of it. And he's wearing my hoodie.
Because I came with the wrong hoodie.
Paul's wearing Dermot's hoodie.
And your strings are gone out of your hoodie, Paul.
I wrote to him outside. I said, you know, you're going up to the city tomorrow, dress appropriately. Because he turned up for an RTE interview the other day. You want to see it. It was like he was in the field digging potatoes.
He dressed for the job. I was dressed as a gardener.
He's a gardener. That's what he's meant to look like.
No, not according to him.
I could wear a 3-piece suit.
Are you coming to the festival?
We'll talk after the segment.
Talk to his agent.
Yeah.
Talk to your former agent.
You need to answer a lot
of
questions.
Do you do this yoga stuff?
No, I don't.
Do we want to hang on to Dermot?
Yes.
We could answer a few questions as Dermot and Dermot.
If you have a question for Dermot and Dermot, let us know on 087-4100-102. And in a few minutes' time, we will let chaos ensue.
Have you got time to hang around?
Yeah, we have no choice. We just locked
the
door.
Are you going down to see Dermot Bannon?
No. He's not talking to us anymore. We'd love to hang around.
Dermot Gavin and Paul Smith have stayed with us because we want to answer some of your questions. Well, actually, I should say,
I'm feeling like I could go to the loo.
Yeah, Dermot and Gavin could probably leave here because we have our Dermot here who has joined us.
Yeah, I'm here too. The other Dermot is filming this on his phone at the moment.
Case.
All charges were dropped. Lads, we've lots of questions that have flown in on 087-4100-102, so let's get to them. The first one is, how do you get rid of briars from a surrounding hedge? It's driving me mad, says Peter in Waterford.
I know the answer to this. We've all worked with briars. You know them. They're the ones you meet them by the kettle and they've something nasty to say. And you're one down on accounts. She's a total briar. Right. Avoid her.
So just avoid them. What if they're in your hedges?
Go out for drinks. Don't invite them and then slag the hell out of them. That's gotcha. The only way to deal with a briar.
Any more help on briars?
digging them out is the only way. So tough pair of gloves, the fork in at the base of the plant and digging the root out. They hop. So briars produce long stems. They hop from place to place in the garden and wherever they land, they set new roots and they continue hopping through the site that way. If you're in a rural place, you could get a goat and you can hire goats by the day to clear land and they will eat. But they love briars.
You don't believe it,
hire a goat. Who can hire a goat? Where do you go? Is it hireagoat.ie or?
Yes. Of course.
Somebody has sent us a picture of something. It says, recently moved into a new house. These flowers are growing in the front garden. I've no idea what they are. Can you give any info? There's a picture there if you want to have a look there. And any idea what they might be or how you might deal with them?
Lantern plant, crinodendron. It's really
Chinese
lovely.
Lantern. They're like really waxy flowers, big, long, sprawling, huge shrub. Cool thing.
Mm. I would say anyone who has them in their garden has notions.
Oh.
Like, what's wrong with a buttercup or a bluebell? These are look like, I don't know what they look like. They look like Santa's testicles. They're red and they're dangling down. I don't know what they are.
That's not a bad description, to be honest with you. Is it better to take the box off the lawnmower and leave the cuttings on the grass or remove them?
Remove them.
Remove
definitely
them.
Because if you... Oh, sorry, Dermot.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Dermot. No, you do. Okay. I haven't thought of anything funny to say.
If you leave them, they disintegrate around the base of the grass plant. They form something called thatch. And that can be a place for fungal diseases to breed.
So but also you would say maybe don't cut as much of the grass because you like saying that too, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to cut all the grass. Leave one corner not to be cut.
Well, actually, can I just say, like, as a casual observer.
No,
it's definitely
when it comes
observer.
To lawns, you cannot say.
Not lawns.
When it comes to grass, you cannot
say. Okay, but I've noticed that the councils around the place have left the wildflowers and left the lawns or the parks grow a bit. bit. Like, for example, directly opposite my house, there's a big green. Half of it is cut so that we can enjoy playing football and rolling down the hill. Yeah. And the other half has got a sign in it and it says, wildflowers for bees and for nature. And they don't do anything to it. And it's just there. And they throw those seed
and
bombs
in. Beautiful.
And it looks beautiful.
No, it's they so say good. That's what they're doing.
Oh.
But uh-oh, one of them just went on a break. So your man who did half of it said, right, that's it. Tony's not here. I'm going home. I'll just put a sign up and say it's for the bees.
It's for the bees.
But it's actually for the beers. Because Tony was down the pub.
Come on, Tony. Question for Dearmids. I have an invasive ground elder problem in my herbaceous flower beds. God, I can't wait to hear our Dearmids.
Canison.
Canison. Right. They don't want to use a weed killer, though, because it will kill everything else and it's bad for the environment. Should I learn to live with it or stop stressing about it?
I think Dermot's something to say.
No, I couldn't follow that at all. Something about a herbaceous headache.
You have to dig it out. That's the only way to do it. But you dig it out before growth starts. So if it's a herbaceous border in about February, March, dig everything up. Take the opportunity to divide your herbaceous plants and take any perennial weeds out, including bishop's ear, anything else, combobulus, anything, scotch, anything else like that.
You're just saying what you're combobulus and scotch. You're just making things up now, looking at Paul going, I'm just going to say whatever I want here and the lads aren't going to know the difference.
I just have to nod and agree, yeah.
Combobulus. Combobulus.
Listen, have we time for any more?
One more. Lads, what do you guys think about wild flower packs? I'm worried that maybe they're not native.
I think they're dangerous. Yeah. A bunch of them ran onto the field and punched the goalkeeper from Aston Villa. These packs of crazies are out there. So, yeah. Listen, and they're roaming around the streets and they're causing havoc.
So we should give an even more sensible answer to that question. So native wildflowers are really important for biodiversity. It was World Bee Day
That's for washing your hands.
We have to take care of insects, bees, moths,
yes,
everything else that's around. You do get these collections of what they call wildflower seeds. They're good to use, but if you can source native Irish wildflowers, especially if you're planting in rural situations, that is better. But as long as you're planting open pollinating plants that allow the bees and the insects good access to the pollen, we're happy.
Gardening Together is the book by Dermot Gavin and Paul Smith. It is absolutely beautiful and chock full of helpful things divided into months, which actually makes it really easy. So go and pick it up wherever you get books.
What do you do in January?
Nothing. You just literally go get, rent an Airbnb and eat fries in bed watching movies. Yeah?
You're a gardener. Type of gardener.
I'm a gardener now.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.